everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Why do I have a podcast? Who knows? Great question. I mean, right now, it kind of makes no sense to have a podcast because there's absolutely nothing to talk about. But today's episode is very exciting because we have a special guest on the pod today. It is, in fact, my last boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, Aaron, who will be joining us. Every time we hang out, he always says that I'm mean, and he is very mean to me. It makes no sense. He says I'm mean while he's being mean to me the whole time. But he's fun to talk to. My sister is a huge fan of his. My sister, I think both of them really like him, you know. I like him. I think he's a great guy sometimes. He can be annoying, though. But he's going to be on. I drink way too much cold brew, so now I'm fired up. I'm fired the fuck up. I didn't need to drink cold brew. I already had a tea this morning. You know what? Here's the thing. The coffee shop by my house, I miss it so much. And they didn't have the oat milk that I told them to get that they started buying. I think maybe because it's expensive and it's tough times right now. They have some janky ass oat milk. So I said, give me cold brew or give me death. I'm not drinking that ratchet oat milk. And I've been drinking. Here's the thing. It's not like I'm not like a vegan or anything. I just really enjoy this brand of oat milk. Oatly. Oat.ly. I don't know why there's a period in the name of it. But I went to Ralph's to pick it up because they've been out of it. I've just been drinking like straight up. I feel like I fucked up the mic in some way. God damn it. I hope it didn't fuck it up. Whatever. We'll find out when this comes out. But I've been drinking straight up like cream. I've been drinking whole milk, 2%, straight from the cow's tit milk the past few weeks because it tastes so good. But it's probably so bad for you, right? I don't know. That's what people say. And I just listen to what people say. So I've just been like drinking that. And I went to Ralph's last night to get oat milk because it's the only place that has it by my mom's house. And I forgot my goddamn wallet and I forgot my mask. So I had to wear my bra over my mouth. And you could tell it wasn't like, oh, that's an interesting mask. It's like she's wearing a bra on her face. Who cares? I mean, my mom, there's not many like super, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm super hot, but there's not a lot of like decent looking young ladies in San Pedro, at least that I've seen while I've been there. So it's the least I can do for the, can you hear my stomach grumbling? It's the least I can do for the community while I'm there. So I just went braless to the grocery store. Didn't even get the milk that I wanted. And now I'm just stranded. I'm stranded. I feel like my blood, like I can feel my blood pulsing through my arms. This coffee is so strong. I feel it. It's swimming. The blood is moving through my veins and I can feel its journey. Speaking of swimming, I've been watching Olympic swimmers on YouTube. I've been going through some rabbit holes, and it all started with me watching. This is all a nightmare. This is how my life progresses into a negative spiral. Dylan Francis watched my live stream one time. Now I'm out here on YouTube watching Diplo interviews. I don't know why. This is just where it goes. So now I'm watching Diplo at Oxford University. I watched the first 5 minutes. He's talking about when he was like 20 years old, his travels in India. So I'm like, okay. Now I'm like looking up YouTube videos about India. I stopped watching his interview. Now I'm watching videos about the Ganges River in India. They call it the Ganga River. And it sounds weird when I say it, but I promise that's how they say it. It's actually the Ganga River. So I'm watching all these documentaries and TED Talks about India. And then I stumble across this YouTuber who makes these like beautiful travel vlogs. He goes to school in India, but he's from Portugal. And then I'm watching him. And then somehow I started watching the Olympic gymnastics team for the U.S. I'm watching like all of their competitions. I don't know how I stumbled across that, but this vlogger's so good. His name's Bernardo Bacalou. I don't know. I'm gonna subscribe to his Patreon because I support him. He works hard. His videos are beautiful. He only has like 81,000 subscribers, and his like YouTube is phenomenal. And yeah, I'm like obsessed with him. And now I want to go to India. I've just been having all these weird. I want to like travel now. Has this quarantine made you want to just like travel everywhere? That's how I feel. I'm like, I'm going to India. I'm going to Morocco. I want to go to Kazakhstan, you know, shout out to Borat. I really want to go to Kazakhstan. I want to go to North Korea. I started watching videos about North Korea. People who go on like, you know that you can take like a group tour there, but you can only go to one city and you have to be on a tour. You can't just like go alone. They take you in on a train. It straight up looks like the Hunger Games because you're taking this train into North Korea from China. And it looks like, it's just, like, gray. Like, there's no, like, flair, you know? There's no style to it. It's just, like, all these gray buildings. There's people out. No one has a car. It feels very, like, district-y, the way that the Hunger Games was. And then you go into this major city, which has, like, the color and somewhat of excitement. It's crazy, man. Yeah. So, I've just been doing a lot of YouTube. Some guy on Instagram, he was like, do you think you're getting funnier or less funny during the quarantine? Much love from Zurich. I'm like, you already know the fucking vibes. This girl's getting dumb as hell. My brain is rotting. I spend most of my time on YouTube, Instagram, or tanning. I'm straight up becoming a woman who lives in Lake Tahoe, who is on her like third marriage, and her skin is made of leather at this point. She has long French tip acrylic nails. Her first two nails are stained yellow from all the Marlboro 100s she smokes. That's who I'm becoming. I want to like live on a boat and listen to Jimmy Buffett. That's my dream. Like that is truly my, like when I retire from comedy, I'm moving to the lake. Like I'm becoming a desert rat, a lake rat. That is a dream. People, what else should I do? We're recording this early because Anthony wants to see his mom for Mother's Day. You have to edit that. You have to bleep out the word that I used for the regular YouTube. Okay, so Anthony wants to see his little mom for Mother's Day. Like, grow up, dude. What has she ever done for you besides birthed you? Lame. I think your mom listens to the podcast, right? Your mom's so sweet. I think Anthony's family is my number one fan besides my mom. His family just hits me up on Instagram. They're in the fan club. Do you think that they would buy my merch? I mean, I would give it to them for free, but I'm just curious. How much? Well, I'm curious, like, because I'm getting shirts made. They're so sick. And, I'm pretty much just gonna give out so many for free to like my friends and fam. They're so cute. I can't wait to have them. But it takes a while. It's been taking a while to get them all. Especially during this lockdown. Everything's like, you know, shut, but everything's starting to open up now. My town where I grew up had some protests and some rallies about lockdown. That was tight. Represent. Huntington Beach, Orange County. They don't give a fuck. They never have. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I feel I drank too much cold brew. I can't form sentences. I don't know what I'm talking about. We're also recording this, it's Thursday today? Yeah. And we recorded like 3 days ago. It's Friday. So we recorded like 4 days ago. I have nothing new to talk about, you know? That's why I'm relying on... I'm just going to tell him to come over. Never mind. Come over now. Come over. Now. I'm going to stress him out. He's going to be stressed. I told him to come over, like, 15 minutes ago. And then I was like, no, no, no. Come over, like, 15 minutes later. And now I'm like, no, no, no. Come over now. I broke quarantine. I went to... friend lives down the street and she has a pool, so I went over there. She smoke. I can't believe how many people smoke cigarettes inside. There's so many people who smoke cigarettes inside. I thought that was like illegal. Like you could only do that if you lived in Europe. But like people. Yeah, I don't know. I walked in her house and it smelled like cigarettes. It was so nasty. But also like I've tried. I know. But when the whole house smells like cigarettes, it's nasty. But like I've tried at my house, in my room, I tried to smoke a cigarette in there like maybe 2 years ago or a year ago. And I had the window all the way open. I was like blowing the smoke out of the window. I was right next to the window the whole time. And like my whole, like it just made my room smell. It stressed me out. It wasn't worth it. But yeah, it's kind of like nasty. I don't know. But yeah, they're like... Like, there's part of me that, like, have you seen the movie Nymphomaniac with Shia LaBeouf? Well, I don't even know if they do it in this movie. I don't know why I brought that up. But I'm pretty sure, I mean, just like any movie where you see them smoking in their room and they're laying on the bed and they're smoking with, like, a girl or something on their arm after sex or whatever. And you're like, wow, I want to smoke in my room and have sex with people. And then you do it and you're like, this isn't, it's not the same. It's not the same at all. No. Because, I don't know. I feel like after I watch a movie, I'm sure there's other people like this. Like, it, like, takes over me. Like, after I saw the movie Baby Driver, I was like, I'm Baby Driver. And I'm, like, driving down the freeway, like, volume all the way up. And I'm like, I'm Ansel Elgort in this movie. Like, I, like, really resonate with movies and, like, let them... I feel like I'm in the movie after I see it. Like, I leave feeling changed. Which I guess is good. Like, that's the point. If you're a good filmmaker, you want people to leave feeling. When I saw Shrek, I thought I was a donkey, you know? I was sneaking into people's swamps. But, yeah, I don't know. There's something that looks appealing about smoking inside. And then when you go to someone's house who smokes inside, you're always like, why do you have posters? You're 40, you know? There's something. Yeah, but it's like, just go in your backyard. Go in your front yard. I don't know. I feel like when I have my own house, like maybe I'll smoke like one or two, like every once in a while, like once a month, I'll have a cigarette inside. If I'm smoking, I've been off the smoking sauce for like over a month now. And I told that to this dumbass ex-boyfriend of mine. And he saw me chewing nicotine gum. And he's like, okay, yeah, you're done. Now you're addicted to gum. No one who's actually, I do know someone who is addicted to gum. My friend Mecky. He has like a serious, he always has gum on him. Mecky Leaper. Yeah, he has a gum addiction. But I'm not going to get addicted to this nicotine gum. I don't know, maybe I am, but I'd rather be addicted to some dumbass gum than, like, smell or have to have a Juul all the time. And I only chew it at nighttime. And I have, like, two pieces, okay? Whatever, fuck off. I can't wait for him to get here. I feel like everyone in the comments is gonna be like, oh my god, they need to get back together. They both like each other so much. Like, you know how people do that? They're gonna be like, I can tell the way that Allie was looking at him that she misses him so much. People are gonna be saying some dumb shit in the comments. I can already feel it, but whatever. I don't want a boyfriend. This is why I broke up with him. Cause I'm not ready to settle down. There's the grass is always greener. Every time I'm in a relationship, I'm like, this isn't right. I have like Goldilocks syndrome where I'm, oh, I think he's here. Yeah, I have like Goldilocks syndrome. I'm like, it's not, oh, he's here. Bring him in, Anthony. Or I'll just tell him, come in, idiot, come in. Okay. This is exciting. I can't wait. I'm hungry. I should have eaten. I should have had a snack. I'm like, so, my stomach's gonna be growling so much. Where the fuck is he? Come in. Uh-oh. Here he is. Yeah, you can fucking Juul. That's fine. Yeah, we're doing it. Wait, hold on. Stay over there. Well, you can like go over here, but just hold on. I need to introduce you. This was what you, that you're like, I'm doing a podcast. Let me put on this outfit.
It's a nice outfit.
I mean, but it's like.
I showered. I almost didn't shower.
Okay. Okay.
I showered,
but you have
put on the other.
Yeah, but I look cute.
I look cute.
You look fine. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, this is all going to be in it. I drank too much cold brew. Yeah, hold on, hold on. Okay. Guys, this is exciting. You know when you like get the shakes?
Yeah,
and I but it's annoying. I should have eaten because now I feel like people are going to be like, "Oh my god, she's shaking because she's like so nervous."
To see him.
No, I'm not.
You're nervous.
It's okay. I'm not nervous. Okay, just get over here.
Okay, I can come in?
Yeah, you can come in. This is Aaron. Yay. Sit
okay.
close.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we can see her.
Okay, well, don't sit that close, or else people are going to be like, oh, my God.
How do I talk? Okay.
You have to talk with this part.
Oh, this part?
Yeah.
The back?
That's the front.
Oh, that's
okay. With
this?
The, yeah, with this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you had me. Okay, so okay. This is a good distance?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad they saw how mean you were.
I'm not mean.
You are I'm mean.
Okay, see, this is, I shouldn't have started that strong because you would have said it. I could have been the nice, I could have been like, you look so great. I'm so happy you're here. Thanks for doing this. And you would have been like, you're so mean.
Not true. I literally, the first thing you said, that's what you wore. That's pretty rude. And I thought I looked good. This is my, it's also laundry day. I don't have much clothes, but this is pretty good thrown together.
I know I was pretty mean from the start. But it's just like fun.
No, it's not fun. This is why you push people away, but it's fine. What were you saying before I got here?
I was just saying that you would, I was saying that no matter, that you were going to say that I was mean. Like the first thing that I said when I started recording, you always are like, oh, you're mean.
But you are.
But you're mean too.
No, I'm a sweetie. Honestly, I'm a sweetie.
No, you're just Southern, so people think that you're sweet.
Remember the gifts I got you? What did you even get me when?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
I got you a Gucci Mane book because you love Gucci Mane.
The Gucci Mane book was good.
You haven't read it because you're illiterate.
You got me. I have it on my nightstand or on my coffee table. You got me a Darth Vader mug.
No,
which
I didn't.
Yeah,
did
you
I?
Did, which
Why?
I don't even like Star Wars.
Wait, what?
Like a whole Darth Vader mug.
That's really mean. That is a mean
That's
gift.
I put my toothbrushes in it now. But it was, I might have threw it out. But yeah, that was a mean.
Okay, but you got me too many gifts. Like you were overcompensating.
No, I didn't get you.
You were overcompensating. You got me like five things.
But they were little things. They were nice little
things. You got me
things.
A record player.
Yeah, but you didn't take it. I didn't give it to you because yeah. You dumped me right after.
I broke out with you.
Oh, yeah, those were bad gifts. That's a sign, honestly, of someone not carrying a Darth Vader mug. That's yeah. Like a grandma gift. Like, oh,
here you go, sweetie.
Here's a Darth Vader
that's like
mug.
Me, that's like the equivalent of me like pinching you on the cheek.
Yeah.
Like there's like no sexual energy.
No,
it's just like, like, here you go. It's like a consolation gift. It's like it's coming to an end.
Yeah, why did you?
Because I knew I'm not going to ball out if I...
Well, you knew that early on?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You did. Yeah, I could tell you were pulling back. It's okay. It's how you are.
But it is
how
I am.
We're the deepest relationship you've had, though, recently, right? Or have you had some...
No, I think I've only been... I think it's only been, my high school boyfriend, and then I think you.
Was I the only one who was down, or you just wouldn't...
No, I'm
sure
a lot
asked?
Of people are down.
Am
but
I the
I
only
think,
one who asked?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because no one, asks.
Yeah.
But you made the mistake of asking me on Halloween.
Oh, did I ask you on
And
Halloen?
I was dressed as Guy Fieri. Do you remember
No,
that?
I didn't ask you
oh,
on Halloween.
Oh, no, but that was,
no,
the first time we hung out.
Yeah. We waited to do anything.
Oh, yeah, you waited. I would have just put out right away.
No, you said, I want to wait. That's
because you brought it up, and I was like, okay, that sounds like a good idea.
That's not true. You literally were like, I want to wait. I want to make
oh,
this
I
special.
Said that?
Yeah.
I You're thought like, you said that.
No.
No, but you did. You said, I have to take you on five dates before we have sex.
No. You,
yes.
I did say that, but that was after you said, can we wait? And I was like, oh, thank God you said that.
Oh, I think you're right. Yes, because I kept hooking up with everyone right away instead of waiting. But you also wanted that.
Yeah, I want to know exactly. Okay. I did want to wait, but I wouldn't have if you didn't pump the brakes. But
I remember we like... we found a loophole.
Oh, we were just
we
like
went
dry
on like two dates in a day.
And then we were just also just dry humping. And then we were like, all right, let's
But dry humping is waiting. Yeah, dry humping's fine.
Yeah, that's what you could do that in high school. Your mom wouldn't be that upset about it.
No, I could dry hump in front of my mom and be fine with it.
She would be. I don't think she'd be fine with it. But yeah, no, it was. So
I kind of do want to hit your jewel.
Do you want to hit it? It's an old pod, too.
No, I'm not going to because I know that I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in. And I don't want you to feel, like, powerful and you're going to go, you can't quit.
You'll come back.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. It's not even bad for you, honestly. I don't think it's bad for you.
Okay.
You're still chewing nicotine?
That's different.
What's the difference? It's still nicotine. You're still addicted.
Yeah, but it's not like rat poison.
Juuling is not rat poison. It's good for
you. What is it? It's good.
It's just oils that you inhale.
I think I have a booger. Hold on.
Oh, no. Get it out in the camera. I love how you said I'm ratchet and you're... Oh, my God. Where'd you learn to dress from fucking Billie Eilish on Teen Vogue? With the ankle socks and the Air Forces?
It's kind of fire.
It is kind of cool, but it's... in the bandana. Oh, do you wear that, though, out when you're... I didn't know you recorded it in your living room. You hide this very well.
I normally don't.
Oh, where do you normally do it? You have
we normally do it at Anthony's house, but his roommates are all weird about the COVID. But I figured you've been inside of me. You can come over.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. You hugged me, too, right after you got off a plane in Denver, right when this shit happened. And I was like, wait, why did we just hug? You just remember you'd just flown back from Denver doing shows. You came into my work. And we hugged after you were at the airport.
Oh, yeah. I thought, I was like, you didn't pick me up.
No, I didn't pick you. Yeah. I was going to, but then I felt bad. But then we hugged anyway. So I was like, wait a minute. I could have just picked you up from the airport.
Our friend Miles thinks that you still like me.
That's what he thinks? No, he does. No, he does not. Well, my friend Ian thinks that you still like me. So there we go.
Ian thinks so?
Yeah, and so does Zane. It's okay. Everybody knows you're in love with me still. It's fine. You just have intimacy issues. I'm sure you've talked about it on here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I do. I know. Yeah, you're right.
Do
I don't know.
Do you know
why? I don't know. I think I'm like afraid of being myself around people and that like my dad, I don't know. My dad never like paid attention to me. So I like don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I've met him. He seems like he pays good attention.
He only cares about himself. He does pay attention to me. He's a very sweet guy and I love my dad, but I think he's like distant. But I think a lot of dads are. Your dad wasn't.
Yeah, no, my dad. I mean,
he paid attention to you?
No, not really.
No. I think both of our dads are like very horny dudes.
Yeah.
And so I think, oh, this is another thing that I think. I think because I was closest with my dad, because my dad mostly, like, I was with. See, I don't want to be one of those people. No, look that at that. That doesn't look cool.
That makes sense. No, that does make sense because I grew up with my mom mainly close and she did give me the love and attention that maybe too much, but she gave me a lot of.
Yeah, see, and I grew up mostly with my dad who whenever we would like go out to eat, he would just like stare at girls. And I was just like, oh, I'm just supposed to like be like a girl that guys look at, you know?
And
my dad was always like boning and I didn't really realize it obviously because he wasn't like doing it in front of me. Yeah. But like I found out later, like all of the close women who like helped raise me in my life were being boned by my dad. And so I was just like, oh.
Yeah, of course. They were like your stepmoms. Yeah, of course.
No, not stepmoms. Oh. I'm talking about like other ladies.
Like nannies?
No, like
just girlfriends of
like
his
my friend's moms.
he was boning them.
Yes. But and I just thought that they were like close because like old people are just like friends. But he was boning them. And so I just always like, I just always thought like, I don't know. I think that having an image of like, that's what guys do. Because your dad is like an example.
Aren't all dads horny? I think all dads are.
Not that. I mean, at least hopefully they like hide it from their kids. My dad didn't hide it. I remember one time I was at home. I think I might have talked about this before, but I was at home and I wanted to watch a movie in my dad's room. And so I thought that the movie, the VHS or the tape was already in the thing. VCR, so I just pressed play. And it was like an old, like black and white porn. And I was like 7 years old. And I was just like, what? I screamed. I was like, ah! Because I like, you know, I'm my virgin eyes.
Why was he watching black and white porn?
It was like, you know what? I found out. And this is another thing. He shares too much with me. He thinks I'm like one of his bros. So I just have like a bro relationship. You know, to me, I'm like, we're bros. And it's like, no, you penetrated me. Wait, no, he bros didn't don't. Bros don't. I'm talking about me and
oh,
you.
Oh, me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
talking
about your dad.
No,
I was like, what the fuck?
I just casually am like, incest is chill.
I was like, oh my god.
No, I'm talking about us.
Yeah, we're
and
bros.
So I think I just like, I'm like just bros with everyone rather than like emotionally intimate with people.
But what are you scared of? You're scared of getting hurt by them or something?
I don't know.
You're scared of them looking at other...
Yeah, I think I like don't take relationships seriously.
Do you think you ever will?
I don't know.
Or do you think you're going to be like 40 and single?
Maybe.
Oh, but you don't have cats. That's a good sign. I think
yeah,
you're just
so far
working
we're
through
good.
It. I think
yeah.
you're going to work through it.
I think so.
As long as you don't get a cat or a dog or anything.
Why?
You should be fine.
Why no dog?
Because then you'll just put your attention towards that and not. And you'll be.
But I kind of want to get like pregnant solo dolo.
But like on a hookup and then just like.
Keep it.
But keep it. Yeah. But not like make yourself pregnant with like at the doctor.
No. I would just like get pregnant and be like, whoopsies. I guess I'm keeping it.
Yeah, but you would raise it with. Or you just want a baby daddy.
Own a baby daddy, yeah.
That'd be tight.
A financial baby daddy.
Yeah, finance. Yes. Yeah.
Wait, but what were we talking about?
Your dad.
Yeah, but.
Before that? Your shitty gifts.
Oh, Ian and Zane think that I still like you?
Yeah, they think you're in love with me still, which is fine. It's okay.
Why do they think that?
Because they know it's true. They know. Zane says you talk about me all the time. He says every time I'm not there, you go, oh my God, I love Aaron.
I
He's
do.
The best.
I do.
Exactly. So you're in love with me still.
Loving you and being in love with you are different things.
No, they're the same thing. They're pretty much the same thing. Especially of a boy caliber, they are the same.
Okay.
You do. You're in love with me, but that's fine. It's okay. You messed up. You hurt me deeply. And that's fine. And I'm still scarred from it. And I don't know if I'll be the same. But
did I fuck you up that bad?
Yes. You hurt me bad. But that's okay. I'm fine now. I'm not even sad about it anymore. But I was. You made me drive here too to break up with me, which was real rude. Maybe
what
you
was
like
I
ghosted
supposed
me
to do?
For like 2 days before that too. You couldn't have just told
well, that's
me.
That's a hard thing.
Yeah, I know, but you can't just.
How do you break up with someone? It's hard.
I don't know. I've never done it. I always get dumped.
See, you're too soft.
No, I'm not
too. You're too soft.
So you're saying I get dumped because I'm too soft? No, because I'm a beta. You're saying that
yes,
no one will stick around. No, you're just self-involved.
Don't pin me to make me out to be the bad guy.
You were the bad guy.
Oh my gosh, you want everyone to turn on me and feel bad for you? You want to play victim?
name bad things that I did. I don't know if I could handle it, but name some bad things.
No, we don't need to go down that road. Because I'm gonna. You know what? Let's just go to see what people asked.
Okay. Oh, you have people ask you questions on here?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Okay, you still have that. You need to get a new phone.
I know. This is the same phone I've had.
Yeah.
No, actually, I got a refurbished one, but it's the same, like iPhone 2 or whatever. Someone asked how my booty tastes. Ew, people are nasty.
I don't know. That's gross.
I don't think we didn't do any of that stuff.
No, I'm very.
You're Christian.
And you are too. You're
Christian.
You can't do much either. So let's don't act like you can. I'm not going to go into detail. Oh, these are the.
I can't believe I ruined you.
No, you didn't ruin me, but you were mean. You did make me very sad.
Okay, but you were mean too, and you hurt my feelings a lot.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I was
you did.
So nice. You also took advantage of me. I was in LA for 2 months.
I know,
and
I
then
did.
You growled on me
up.
At an open
I
mic,
know,
and
I
didn't know anything better.
I know.
And then I was just.
Okay, but you can't be like, I didn't know anything better. You could have been like.
I've been like, hey, I need to ground
you
myself.
You have responsibility.
In LA. Yeah, but I was very scared. I'd never left Georgia. I didn't know what the West Coast was like. You were taking me to Joe Rogan shows. I was scared. I was like, oh, this is nice.
That was like my flex. Yeah. I'm like, a boy from Georgia, he'll love Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Come to a show.
Come to a show. Yeah, you took me down there. And I didn't know anybody.
I'm like one of those like rock stars. Like I'm like a rock star dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, come to a show.
Pamper people. You pampered
VIP
me.
VIP treatment.
Yeah, you took me to some cool house parties. I was like,
oh
my God. Oh,
I did take you to a crazy house party.
Yeah. And I was like, this is incredible. And then a week later, you said, bye.
Okay, but I feel like it's also important that I say that we only were boyfriend and girlfriend for like 3 months.
Yeah, it wasn't long. Yeah, exactly. I was dramatic.
And could I say this?
No. No, you can't say anything else.
Did you know what I was going to say?
Yeah, I don't.
What was I
going to
say?
I don't want to say it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So don't say it. Don't say it. That's rude. You said it back, though, so.
I mean, what was I supposed to say?
You could have been like, Oh, but Ian busted me. Remember, yeah. I was honestly gonna bail on the plane.
I knew.
All right, ask some questions. Let's get some.
I'm
questions.
Sweating.
I mean, see, are you why sweating? It's so hot in here.
I know it is very hot.
You know, Central AC.
Who's your? Oh, someone said. Okay, so the question was, what should I talk to my ex-boyfriend about?
Okay.
Someone said his new girlfriend. He doesn't have a new girlfriend, but he does have a lady that he's seeing.
I do have a lady that I'm seeing. She's sweet, yeah. Nice, and cooks for me. It helps me do my laundry sometimes.
Sounds like
what?
A mom.
Yeah.
Sounds like you have mommy issues. Yeah,
no, that's how most women are who aren't.
Someone at the door? Oh, okay.
That's how some women are who aren't in LA and
interesting.
And powerful. You're a powerful, independent woman.
I am.
And that's probably why you'll be alone, but you will have a lot of money and probably be a little empty, but that's fine.
That's kind of a given. I'm fine with that.
That's fine.
Our best fights.
Our best fights. Did we get?
I don't think we've. I think we just like got annoyed with each other.
Yeah, real. Because
you know what you would always do.
What would I do?
You would always like copy what I would say.
Oh yeah. Oh, I do that to Zane God. Too. It's so annoying. Mad. Me and Zane tried to do a podcast, and I kept talking. I kept repeating. He was like, "This isn't a fun. I'm leaving."
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's whatever. It was fun. So yeah, you would get mad about that.
Oh,
what is this one?
Two things you miss about each other and two things you can't stand and glad it's over. You go first because I can't think.
You can't think? Two things I miss. We would giggle.
Yeah,
that
giggles.
That was fun. Giggles were fun. The two things I hate.
Wait, you only said one thing you liked.
What else did I like? The Joe Rogan concert.
Concert? Are you like 50?
The Joe Rogan concerts were fun.
Where did
I missed your uncle? Your uncle was fun.
Oh yeah, we went. Whoa, that was before I was opening for Joe.
Yeah, no. That was like we went with your
Whoa.
Uncle John, and he was like throwing
joints out the window in the car.
Yeah,
at us
through the car window.
And we told him we're like we don't smoke weed, and he was just like throwing them.
Take him, Uncle John was amazing.
He's wild.
Those were great. The two things I can't stand. You don't wear deodorant.
No, I smell good.
Okay, good.
I'm just sweating a lot.
Oh, that was one thing I couldn't stand. You were going through like a natural deodorant phase when we were dating, and you smelled all the whole time. You remember you were calling the customer service.
Oh my God, yeah, because I got a really bad rash. Yes, that's right. Oh my God, I tried a new natural deodorant and it like fucked up my armpit.
You were so mad that you called Tom's customer service and was like, this is not okay. I have a rash on my armpits.
Yeah.
And you kept using it though.
Did I?
Yeah, and you were like,
that makes sense.
It's still bad.
See, that's like what I do with relationships. It's like I know that it's not right for me and I just keep using
it. No, you don't keep using it. You leave.
I used it for like 3 months.
Yeah, and then you left and you got scared. But it was good. It helped me grow and get away. Yeah. You would be mean about when I'd bomb at an open mic. You would bring it up afterwards and be like, oh, that was funny. You did that one time at Gelson's. No. No, you did do that at Gelson's. And that thing really stuck
mean.
With me.
That's,
and I thought about
that's
it.
That's mean. I'm sorry.
Years after.
That's fucked up.
You like repeated the joke that bombed and went while we were in the
that's
produce.
That's so mean.
Yeah. That was. So you
but
did that.
No, but oh. But that's because you were saying annoying, mean stuff to me. And so I was like, I'll get back at you by saying this. You can't just put it all on me. I think it was very back and forth.
Oh, and I'd welcome examples of.
I don't have a good memory.
Because it didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
It was more like a feeling, I think, that you don't.
It
you
was,
just felt
it was
annoyed
a feeling,
by me.
Yes.
And you felt like I was shit talking.
You were.
But you don't have any example.
No.
I've given a lot of examples.
That's
like,
because you hold on to things.
No, I've given
and
like
I let them
does,
go.
I've given like five.
I let them go. I move on. I go, whatever, it doesn't matter.
That's
I block
true.
It out of my brain.
That's not true. Whatever. Okay. So you didn't give me two things that you miss and two things that you hate.
Two things. I feel like I don't really miss anything. not because I don't miss, but because I feel like we talk a good amount, so
yeah,
I feel like I still get what I enjoy.
Yeah, the good things.
The good things from you.
Okay.
Like I like talk. Like we FaceTimed the other night.
Giggled. It was fun.
Giggled. Good times. Yes. Silly. Ha 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 ha.
Text bullshit. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Good.
And then another thing I miss about you is you have good taste in hip hop and rap music, and I don't really get to know what's going on.
The bangers.
Yeah, the bangers.
Okay, that's good. No, the two things that you hate.
Your tattoos. I think your tattoos are so bad, and it honestly was one of the reasons why I was like, I can't see myself long term with you.
Because of my tattoo.
Your chest tattoo? Imagine boning someone who has "excuse me" while I kiss the sky on their chest. It's hard to do.
But you can't even read it, really.
It looks like, you told me this, someone has made, I told you about this, right? Someone made like a weird, like, conspiracy video about me because I talked about your tattoos on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like, my ex-boyfriend had these dumb tattoos. It said, "excuse me while I kiss this guy," but it looks like "excuse me while I kiss this guy."
Yeah.
Because you told me that. You're like, "this is what my tattoo looks like."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some guy was like, "there's no way it looks like that. Ali Makovsky's a liar."
I said it just sounds like that. And Jimi Hendrix, like, made it,
it also kind of looks like that because it's written in, like, a terrible
because it looks cursive font. You could easily say "excuse me."
Yeah.
Which, that's what I'm saying. You can't even read it.
I know, but it's...
But I told you I wanted to get it covered up with a bald eagle smoking a cigarette, and you were like, that's just as bad.
That's worse.
That's not worse.
That's worse.
It's better than "excuse me while I kiss the
sky."
And
you also have a cat dog tattoo
on
your arm.
The cat dog tattoo is tight, though. Honestly, I get a lot of compliments too much.
from toothless men.
No, they're like hip dudes. They're like, "oh shit, bro, that shit's sick." They love it. They're getting cauliflower puffs and they look at my cat.
Cauliflower puffs?
Yeah, we sell those at my work. They're nice. They're they're like healthy alternative to. Anyways, yeah, my tattoos are great.
And the tribal one?
Cute.
Ah!
Your tattoos are copied.
I know.
Of Miley Cyrus.
But that's because I like that. I see it, I like it, I get it.
Is that one a copy of Harry Styles?
No.
Oh.
The mom was my own thinking.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That one's good.
The rowboat I got in a raffle, so I wasn't able to think about this. This one, the coffee cup on the back of my arm, is Louis Tomlinson. He has that from One Direction.
You have two One Direction tattoos?
Harry Styles is the butterfly. He has a butterfly on his chest. I mean, a lot of people have a butterfly.
Yeah, it's not just his,
but I saw it on him and I was like, that looks great.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the finger tattoos are Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Inspired.
Inspired. Okay, go on. Next question.
Okay. Most annoying habits.
You
squeeze the toothpaste from the middle and not from the bottom to the top. And you would, like, misplace, like the toothpaste would be, like, at the top right of my sink. And you would just, like I would find it in, like, the shower or something.
Yeah, okay, that was an exaggeration. You'd probably find it on the left of the sink, which is a pretty mean thing. That's a pretty awful thing to care about.
But that's the question was most annoying habits.
Yeah,
that's,
I guess,
something that bothers me.
I guess your most annoying habit is being critical of where the toothpaste is on your sink. You were going through Accutane too. What a sweetie I was.
Thanks for bringing that up.
You were going through Accutane. You had bottles of Aquaphor everywhere. You were fucking oiled up all the time. I would get my lips started getting chapped.
You know what? I do credit you because I, like, looking back, like, at the time I thought I was hot shit, and looking back on pictures from when we were together, I was so ugly and, like, looked so awful. Like, it truly says a lot about who you are as a person that you were in love with me.
Yeah, I have a good heart. I could see that deep inside you were just hurting, and you were still sweet though. I saw the sweet, because you had this vibe of, like, I'm the shit. I'm going to be huge. I'm going to be doing arenas next year.
And I was.
You were, actually. Oh, that's upsetting. Well, anyways, yeah, you were just very confident. And I was like, okay, you're still fine. You had a fucking goatee. I think we made
a
out.
Goatee?
With, well,
oh,
no,
yeah, because Guy Fieri. One,
but, like, as Guy Fieri,
yeah,
we made out. The first kiss was
that's
you.
That's crazy. Yeah. I was in full Guy Fieri costume.
Yeah. We drove around to all the shows so you could show off your costume.
Yeah.
And then we watched a documentary and made out. It was great.
Dry humped.
Dry humped.
Yeah.
A lot. It was good.
I like dry humping.
Me too.
I think it's fun.
You don't really like sex that much, so that's why.
Yeah, because I'm not coming.
Yeah. You still, do they know that?
Yeah, they do.
They do.
And you know it too.
I tried, honestly, and then I gave up. I did give up. I was like, whatever, it's not. You're not too good either, to be, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm
not,
what?
No, I mean, you are, but, like, because that was, like, a comment of, like, I know because I'm not good at sex. So I'm just saying. God, next question.
What?
Cannibals?
Cannibals? Why would we talk about that?
Yeah.
Someone's like, just talk about something besides whatever. Yeah. How long you dated and why did you guys break up? Well, we started seeing each other on Halloween 2017.
That's weird.
That's so crazy. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Or was it 18?
No, it was 2017.
And then we broke up like 3 weeks after New Year's Eve.
It didn't last long.
It didn't last long.
But it was fast and then
yeah,
collapsed yeah. out of nowhere, really. I remember all my friends, I was like, she's going to break up with me. And all my friends were like, no, she's not,
and
you psycho.
Yeah. Got him.
I remember I started like being angry at your friends because I thought they were like putting you up to it. I was very upset.
Whoa.
Oh, I know, too real.
Oh, and then you just dated one of my friends after, casually.
After, a year.
It was not, there was no way it was a year after.
11 months after.
No, yeah, it had to have been quicker than that.
It was in November of 2018.
There was this girl. Okay, I had a birthday dinner. And it was like right after we started seeing each other.
Yes.
When we became boyfriend and girlfriend, we were at dinner at a friend. It was an intimate dinner. And my friend was there and she was openly flirting with you. And I told you after, I was like, I think my friend was like flirting with you. That's so weird. Like I wouldn't expect that from her. Like, that's really fucked up. And it like, I think it like changed me and her's friendship. I like didn't really fuck with her after that. And then I told my other friend, I was like, did you think that was happening? And she was like, yeah, absolutely. And then I told you, I was like, I think she was flirting with you. And you were like, oh, whatever. And then you started fucking dating her.
No, but you were like, no, because you were in your head. So let's be the vulnerable part of it. You were like,
no, I wasn't in my head. I'm.
You were like, I think you got, you know, I was like, what's wrong? You're like, I think you and you, you and your friend would be better off than us, is what you said, or your exact words. Yeah. I was like, no.
Well, she was openly flirting with you, and I'm like, you
but
know
she
what?
She had a boyfriend at the time, and I
obviously she doesn't give a fuck.
Whatever.
And then you were friends with her boyfriend too, and you, when they
for
broke up,
like,
that's
okay.
Crazy.
No, I was friends with
you
her.
You guys are so toxic. You were no. friends with her boyfriend. She was friends with me when you were my boyfriend, and then we broke up, they broke up, and you guys just decided, I should have hooked up with him.
No,
I should have hooked up with him and posted all about it on Instagram.
No, what I said was, I was like, I know, okay, I was only friends with him for like a month, so it was like
whatever.
We were boys. If it was Ian, I wouldn't have done it.
Would you guys ever get back together?
No, maybe, in like 10 years, 20 years, when everything
yeah,
chills
I think
out.
If I like figured my life out, I wouldn't, because here's the thing, if we got back together right now, I already know in
oh,
this
yeah.
moment, I would break up with
oh,
you again.
I know, I would break up with you this time.
Just to get back at
yeah,
me,
yeah,
not
yeah,
because
yeah.
you want to.
Yeah, to get the dub back.
Yeah.
And then the third time, we're chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just don't think I'm like emotionally capable.
No, I think you need to figure out your, you know, cum stuff, all that stuff.
The cum
before
stuff.
You settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cum stuff should be settled.
And I think you're still a little bit immature. I'm not saying that I'm the queen of maturity, but I think that you would like still do the, oh, you would still do the.
Oh, the.
Yeah.
The.
Parroting me.
I would do the parroting.
Yeah.
I've chilled out on it a little bit. I think I'm more mature than you emotionally. Maybe not like,
yeah, emotionally, but not like
in socially.
Socially, yeah.
You're more mature socially. Yeah. Okay, sure. So yeah, in like 20 years, maybe we'll get married.
Okay.
That's good. When you have a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Are they mean questions?
No.
Okay. What's your, because they're all doing being ex.
I know.
What,
like,
went,
what
wrong?
Went wrong?
The ideal sexual partner. That's what, yeah, you should answer that.
The ideal sexual partner?
Yeah, what's your idea?
Yeah, I guess that's hard for me because I can't come. I get really sick of sex quickly.
Yeah, so what's the
idea? So I guess like as of now, as someone who doesn't have orgasms, my ideal sexual partner is someone who like doesn't want to have sex that much.
Because you don't like it.
Yeah.
Does it not feel good?
It does feel good, but it's just like after a while, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
And I'm also the type of person who, like, I hate when someone, like, I don't know why, but, like, if you were to initiate it, I'd be, after, like, if we were in a relationship and you kept initiating it, I'd be like, oh my God, like, all you want to do is fuck. Even if that's not true, like, that's how it would feel to me.
Yeah.
But then if you didn't want to, I'd be like, super horny.
Yeah, you'd be.
But then we'd, like, be doing it, and after 15 minutes, I'd be like, get out. Not you specifically,
yeah,
just as
anyone,
an example,
anyone,
yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like.
Long sex, I'm like,
so you,
this
your
isn't
ideal
a
sexual
competition.
Partner is someone who does.
Someone who's asexual. Someone without a dick. My ideal sexual partner is a woman.
Is a woman. So you're just
yeah. A non-horny woman.
Do you think
Yeah, I guess women have a bunch of sex with each other too.
Also, you would always call me a lesbian.
Oh, I did not always.
I just remembered that.
Did I?
Yeah, you would always be like, you're a lesbian. And it's like, I don't want to be in a relationship.
I'm sorry, that was my
Can I break up with someone who's not my boyfriend?
No, okay. No, I don't think I'd ever call you a lesbian.
Yeah, you did.
When we were dating?
I mean, to be fair, I had like the shortest haircut. I wore beanies. I like everything about me was gay.
You didn't like sex with
a
man.
I was like a stereotypical, yeah, lesbian.
You didn't like to have sex.
Yeah.
And you had short hair.
That's not true. I didn't. We had sex.
Yeah, we had. And it was good.
And it was good.
It was good. For me, it was chill.
Good.
For you, it was chill.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Most of the, yeah. We're having flashbacks.
I know. Trauma. Okay, it's fine.
Did you watch my Instagram lives when I go on Omegle or no?
Yeah, I've watched some of them.
Okay. Did you see where I talked to that guy named Dale?
Which one was
and
Dale?
And then he ended up joining my Instagram live after?
No, I didn't see that one.
It's not a big deal. Someone just asked about it. But I don't want to like explain it to you because then it's like not.
It's too much?
Yeah.
Well, I liked that one guy who got angry at you.
Oh my God, the incel?
Yeah, you got scared a little bit.
I did.
He was an EMT too?
That's what he says, but he also said he was like a famous YouTuber gamer, and he was not that either.
Oh, yeah, he was like, I lied about
yeah.
that. He was creepy.
He was so weird.
Where was he from?
Like Philly or something? Ooh. Or somewhere on somewhere on the East Coast.
Is he the only guy who's gotten mad at you on Omegle?
Like that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Who was the first to fart in front of the other? Did we really fart?
I don't think that.
Yeah, no.
I don't do that. Do you fart in front of?
No, I don't think so.
You know, yeah, I've never heard you
like
fart.
Like if it came out on accident, like oopsie doopsie. Yeah, but I'm not like, oh.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's too comfortable.
Yeah, I don't get that. It's too vulnerable, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do the, we don't do the farting in front.
Someone said, does he regret dumping you now that you're famous?
I didn't dump you.
I know, that's why it's funny. This is a good one. Did your perceptions of one another change after you split?
No.
You still see me the same?
Yes, I think so.
I think there's part of me that, like, when I stop seeing someone, whether it's like long-term or short-term or serious or not serious, I think there's part of me once I like stop the involvement sexually with someone that I'm like, I think about the positive aspects of it rather than the parts that like made me feel weird or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think my perception of you changed, but not...
For the better.
Yeah, where I was just like, oh, maybe I made a mistake. But then I'm like, no, because obviously the feelings that I felt were valid at that time and that I did make the right decision for me at that time.
I'm still in love with you. I get reminded every time we FaceTime and every time I hang out.
Yes, exactly. Same.
That you're
It's not
mean.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that it's not right.
It's
that,
not right.
You're like, that's what you're going to wear? Do you think you'll be like that forever?
No, I think it's just,
it's just our dynamic.
Here's the problem. I think we rushed into things too quickly. And so I just like have this like playful, haha, make fun of you type of attitude that I don't think will ever go away because it's already been like established as what our relationship is.
Yeah, as you are mean to me.
Being mean to you. Being an emotional dominatrix.
Are you ever not that? I guess, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I've seen you be nice.
I'm sweet.
Yeah, to other people, you are.
You could also be like, hey, I don't want to be your friend, you're actually mean, but you say it as a joke, so I'm like, am I actually mean, or is this like a funny thing?
Is this the bit?
Because you laugh.
yeah.
I mean to you, you laugh, so I in my head I'm like, oh, I'm killing, like I'm doing well, like I treat everything like it's stage time.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I go for the all right. Yeah, that's healthy.
I'm so sweaty.
I know, why is it so hot? Does
I'm wearing trick pants, bike shorts.
They're pants.
Yeah.
Does your friend have AC in his where you normally film this?
You can ask him. He's right in front
of
you.
Oh, okay. You're Anthony. You do have central AC?
I have AC too, but it's not that hot. I think it's just...
Our chemistry is so good.
The heat.
The heat between
the
us.
The unspoken heat.
Okay.
Okay. Did he get thinner or fatter after you guys broke up? You stayed the same. I think you went through like a little thickness, but okay. So a little bit. Didn't you get like a little, I feel like you fluctuate. You never get, but you used to before, like a long time ago before I knew you, you were a big boy.
Yeah,
you're a big
burly.
Thick daddy.
I think I've lost weight though since I was at like 180 was like where, and I was trying to get down. So I was I was going down still on my thick face. Right after I lost a bunch
of
weight.
Yeah, you were like really
165.
Thin.
Yeah, I was like eating blueberries and eggs and running. Yeah, I was healthy. I glowed up. So no. Did you get thicker?
What you do
stayed
you think?
The same. You stayed the same. Maybe lost a little weight.
Really?
Yeah, I think you lost a little weight.
I think so too.
Yeah. You seem healthy now. You stopped eating dairy. Your skin's looking
That's
good.
That's not true. Oh, I've been back on the dairy.
Really? Well, your skin looks good.
Thanks.
That's chill. Okay. Was Allie the one that got away? Nope.
Wait. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Is that true, though? Do you mean that?
Were you the one that got away? No, you're still there.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like just,
you're right down the road. It's fine.
Remember when you moved into an apartment complex that was so close to where I lived?
Yeah, that's and you got scared about that,
that was
too.
Scary.
But it's because I didn't have a job and it was the only place that accepted me. Did you break up because your ex-BF believed Earth is flat?
Did you break up because you thought the Earth was flat? No.
I didn't.
Do you think the Earth is flat?
I don't think the Earth is flat.
That wouldn't surprise me if you said yeah.
No. I'm not a good... How did you guys meet? I ratchet open.
You don't need to read all of them.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Why are people like obsessed with farts?
Yeah, people...
So weird. Someone said, is this the one that gave you the golden microphone?
Yeah. The sweetest gift.
The best
ever.
Gift.
That was the best gift.
Yeah.
Way better than a coffee mug. That was so bad. That really, I always, the girl before you gave me like a Brookstone pocket projector and like a fire pit.
Damn.
But that's still, I mean, it's, there's no like thought in that. Like I could have got that in like a white elephant gift.
I know. I dropped the ball.
On the did I say I like Star Wars? I still don't. Whatever. It's bad. I don't have a single Star Wars.
There must have been some like reason, but it was still like it's not because it was like I made it. Like you know when you get a tattoo and you're like I'll think of the reason after.
Yeah.
I think that it was one of those gifts where I'm like I'll think like maybe the Force was with you.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
You did get me a French press. That was nice.
Oh yes. Yes. That was a good gift. That was and a good coffee beans.
Yeah. That was a good one. That
Do you
was
still
a-
use it?
No, I have a better coffee thing now. But we did use it for a while. Good. It was too small, though, too, which was weird. But
what's it like dating a sober person?
We're both sober, so it doesn't matter. I guess they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
It's the same, right?
Yeah.
Have you dated
I know. I think a lot of people think that it's, like, scary to have, like, sober sex, which I guess it can be, but...
I think sober sex in a relationship, though, is better than, like, casually hooking up sober feels weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fine. Yeah. But I feel awkward.
Yeah.
You like it?
I don't care. It's the same. I mean, either way, I'm like validation.
So you're like, oh, I'll clock in real quick. Yeah. I don't like sober. Why he couldn't give you an orgasm? I don't know. Why they talk like that?
I don't know. I can't even give it myself an orgasm.
Yeah.
I've been getting close though during quarantine.
Really?
I've just been piping myself.
You can do it.
Yeah, but I don't want to meditate to come. That's so, like, how did you orgasm? Oh, I just took some deep breaths in silence. I guess that is what it is. I don't want to. I don't care. I think I kind of, part of me maybe likes not having orgasms.
Like the bent up aggression it gives you? I don't like that one. That one's not good.
Will you just read it out loud?
Did you break up because you are probably funnier than him?
No comment.
I mean,
you're funny.
Yeah.
We did a Zoom show the other day together and I hadn't seen you perform in a long time. And you thought I was trolling you because I was laughing so hard in the comments.
Yeah. Well, because Zane said stop trolling.
Yeah. And I wasn't trolling. I was genuinely, I thought your joke about Grindr is so funny.
And then that's why I had to leave the chat because I thought you were being mean to me. No, Ian thinks I'm funnier, so it's fine.
Does he really?
Is Allie more of a...
Giver or a receiver?
I think a giver.
You think I'm a giver?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't think... You don't like to receive, because that gives away your power. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think it makes me vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I like the gifts and all that. You're like, okay, chill.
Yeah.
You don't want to get... You want to give love. You don't want to receive it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Is it hard... To be in a relationship with a... People think I'm like an actress. I would.
Yeah, you...
But I haven't yet.
But I think you would consider yourself an actress.
I feel like I give a damn.
Oh, you would love to. That's part of your dream.
Is it?
I feel like, no.
See, people just think that. People assume that. It's never like something that I've talked about. Like, I do auditions and stuff, but it's not like my, I've never dreamed of, like, winning an Academy Award or an Oscar or something.
But you've dreamed probably of, yeah. I feel like you give off that vibe.
Anyway, is it hard to be in a relationship with an actress slash comedian who has to... Oh, someone, like, really thinks I'm an actual actress. They said who has to kiss other people for work. I don't have to kiss anyone.
Yeah, they act like you're in rom-coms.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they think that they've seen me in where I'm kissing people?
Do you think that would be hard? Would you be upset if you were dating like a hot actor?
I would understand, but I think part of me would like be insecure and jealous for sure.
Yeah, if it was like a hardcore.
If it was like a hot person.
Yeah, like they were banging. Yeah, they were banging a hot person on camera and grinding on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Dry humping. Well, those were good.
Yeah, that was fun.
You didn't come up with any other questions? You didn't have a?
No.
You weren't prepared?
No, I mean, Anthony sprung this on me yesterday, and I FaceTimed you yesterday, so I thought we were having a silly FaceTime combo, so I thought, why don't we transfer this over onto the pod?
What do you normally talk about on here?
Just some, like, whatever I do during the week.
Really?
Yeah.
Resting B.
Resting B.
B. Bitch. Resting. Bitch face.
Yeah. No, just resting bitch.
Just resting bitch. What does that mean to you?
Well, I have kind of, like... I feel like when people meet me, they think that I'm intimidating because I have kind of a resting bitch face. But then when they talk to me, too, I also have, like, resting bitch voice. So I feel like I can never be not seem like a bitch first.
But behind closed doors, you're actually a little sweetie who giggles and gets your feelings.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm soft.
Yeah, you're, like, basic.
I'm a cactus.
You like listening to, like, Kiss 102.7.
Oh, yeah. I listen to Top 40 Hits.
You love Top 40 Hits.
Yeah.
You like to do girl stuff.
I love girl stuff.
You like getting makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not that, like...
But here's the thing. That's the thing is that I know that, and I'm not, like, high. Like, I don't try and hide that I'm, like, a girl. It's just that I come off...
Look at you shaking. You're so nervous. You're like this.
Too much... Am I shaking?
Wait. Yeah, just now you were like...
Wait.
No, but it was bad a minute ago. You were like... I'm a girl.
Yeah, because I'm not trying. That was probably an intentional shake.
Oh, okay.
Not like an accidental shake. I'm like, I'm a girl. I'm getting fired up.
No, I think you do try to hide it somewhat. It hurts you a little bit, but you dump me, so that's fine.
I know.
You'll be happy one day. I think you'll find a nice boy. I think you need to find someone who's not a comedian. You keep doing that.
I know.
She keeps dating comedians.
Wait, what do you mean keeps? I have not dated a comedian since you.
But you've sort of have. Not like officially, but like you've...
There was one guy who was a lawyer who like dabbled in open mics. And that's it.
And there was another guy who like just moved here who was in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do I remember
you? I know. See, I told you I have a bad memory. You were mean to me. I just don't remember these things. Yeah, there was that guy. And then he was being a Larry. He pulled a Larry on me. And I make the same mistakes because I gave him VIP treatment, you know, because he was like just moved here doing comedy. I'm like working at the comedy store at the time. So I'm like, oh, let me get you into this sold out show. So he's at the sold out show. He keeps making eyes with this girl. And I'm, like, looking at him, and I'm, like, maybe he's not, whatever. I'm, like, not really a jealous person.
Yeah.
At least visibly. Like, I'll hold it in, but, like, I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Shut up. Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
So, he's, like, mad-dogging this girl. And at first, I'm, like, maybe I'm, like, looking into it too much. And so... I leave to go to the bathroom. I felt like such a creeper. I like peek over to see if he was looking when I got back from the bathroom. I'm like seeing, and he's staring at her still, like staring, not just like casually look, like staring. So then he was planning on coming over to my house that night. And so on the drive back, I'm just quiet. I'm cold because I'm feeling like middle school Allie. Just like no one's noticing me. Everyone else is better than me. Like I'm like I'm just like devastated because he was seriously like staring at this girl. I'm not even exaggerating. I like told one of my friends, I'm like, watch him. And they're like, that's insane. He was just staring. So then we're in the car and I'm driving him to my place because of course he just moved here. He doesn't have a place probably. I forget. I don't know. And so he's like, what's up? And I was like, I have to be honest with you. It really hurt my feelings. Like I felt like you were staring at that girl. And he's like, what girl?
So he never admitted to it.
Well, so then I'm like, that girl that you were staring at the whole fucking time, it hurt my feelings, and I don't like that it brought that out of me, because I don't feel like I'm normally the jealous type. And so the fact that I felt that, like, I don't like that. I don't like that I felt that way. He was like, oh, a girl. I'm like, the girl you were fucking staring at. And he's like, meh, I don't know, whatever. So then finally, he's like, all of a sudden, he remembers who he was staring at. He's like, oh, I didn't know if that was like a comic, if she was a comic, if she was supposed to be sitting there. I'm like, oh, is it your job to work the door now to figure out who's paying for tickets to sit here or not?
But maybe he was just interested.
But it was just... Interested in what?
And like maybe she was a comic, or he's like, why is she?
But why
there?
Does he need to be staring at her for that long?
How long?
It was crazy. Anyway, okay. What was the point of bringing that up?
Because you were saying you were like,
oh, because I didn't really date him. We just like were seeing each other for like a couple, like 2 or 3 weeks. He sang to me.
What did he sing? What song? What song was it?
But yeah, no more comics.
No. What song? What song did he sing to you? Be honest. Was it the
Her by Daniel Caesar? You don't know, babe.
No.
And you know me.
Was it a cappella?
It's the sweetest thing.
Wait,
yeah, it was a cappella.
Was it serious or was he joking?
Serious.
Did you look? Were you look in the moment? Like,
no.
Well,
vibing? Here's the thing. If you told me like, oh, how would you feel if a guy sang for you? I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house. That's disgusting. But he did it in a very sneaky way. He was like, oh, have you heard this song? So he's playing the song, and then he's like quietly singing it to himself, but he has a good voice, so he's like kind of flexing.
Yeah.
And then somehow his voice gets higher and the audio from the phone gets lower, and I'm just like, now I'm being serenaded like a damn fool.
And you loved it.
Kind of, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do that all the time though.
Yeah, but I'm different. I'm not serenading. I'm just trying to get compliments for my voice.
Yeah, but that's maybe what he was trying to do.
I know, but it was like, that, don't sing a love song.
Yeah, that
for
creeps
me
out. Actually,
I know.
That's
so creepy.
Were you in your room?
Yeah, in my room.
And he was just started.
Yeah,
were you
vibing.
Were you like, okay, no. Stop it or no?
No, because it was. But then I liked the song, so I started singing to it.
Oh,
so we were both singing.
You had the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper moment. Y'all just singing to each other.
Yeah.
What's
wrong with another look at you? A Star Is Born.
Was that good? Yeah, you love that. You
loved
it. I hate Lady Gaga, but that's beautiful. I'm glad. So yeah,
arms are crossed.
You do see comics.
No, there was like 3 comics.
That's a lot.
That dude, the lawyer who is also doing open mics. And then
that's it.
Yeah,
what's the closest one you've had to another boyfriend since?
The guy, the lawyer.
Really?
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was only like 3 years older than me or 2 years older than
me. Did he have like a nice place?
Yeah, like a decent place.
Really? Okay.
But I don't know. I just like, I don't know. So we were like, I just make the same mistakes. I lean in way too quick. I like don't know how to just like chill. I like need the answers. I'm scared of the unknown.
So you want the answers, and if you don't have the answers, you dip.
Yeah, so then it, like, obviously moves too quick, because I'm like, what is this? But not in a way that's like, what are we? It's just like, I need to know. And then as soon as they're like, yeah, I like you, I'm like, ugh. Maybe it's like a self-esteem thing. Maybe when someone says that they like me, it makes me be like, why would you like me? That's gross. You have bad judgment. You gotta go.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I think you're just scared to get hurt, and you want to know everything, how it's going to end and what's going to happen. And if you don't see yourself getting married and you're thinking that far ahead long term, that you're like, well, I can't enjoy this now. I need to
maybe.
Get the fuck out of here. When you should just enjoy it. Be free. Let it go.
I feel like you're going to get so many DMs after this. It's going to make me so
of
angry.
Mean DMs?
No, like girls.
Oh, that'd be nice. As long as they're not mean troll boys. If they are mean troll boys, I want them to know that I'm one of them, and please don't be mean to me. I'm very sensitive, and it'll hurt my feelings.
I hope no one's mean to you.
I hope no one. They might be, though, especially since we just said it.
I know.
I feel like they're more mean to girls, though, for some reason.
No.
Unlike the comedy page? No, they're not.
I think they're more mean to dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
I always
it's
see,
like a territorial thing.
Really? They're like, fuck with that. Fuck you.
But you get to know that you're the only one who's been inside of me, and they haven't.
Exactly. And
but
I've been, and
that's probably why they don't like you.
But I was sweet.
But you were a sweet boy.
And I got my heart broken.
Yeah.
So I'm one of them, really.
Yeah.
I'm
one
of the trolls.
You're an incel in the making.
Yeah. She doesn't want me either, guys. Chill. I'm part of the team. I'm just nice about you not wanting me. Yeah. That's fine. But I'm not.
Cheers.
Is okay. That, is that that's good? It, yeah. All right. We did good.
I got stuff to do today. All right.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Thanks for having me.
I adore you.
I adore you. We'll get together one day. We'll get married when we're like 40. And yeah, you have hair on them.
Hardly.
That's a good bit. Stop.
Smell them.
It's better than the Tom's days. Honestly, you had BO for like 3 months. this was fun. Thank you so much.
You can. You got it. I ended. This is my podcast. Okay. Aaron has a podcast.
Yeah.
You just started a podcast.
Oh, yeah. The High School Dropouts.
High School Dropouts.
That's fun.
Listen to it.
Listen to it. That's good. And on my Instagram, and you'll tag me.
Yeah, we'll
okay,
tag you.
You'll tag me. Aaron W. Patrick. Yeah, he'll tag me. He'll tag me.
Okay. Thanks for being on this.
Okay. Do I walk away so you get
in? No, I think we just end it. Okay. It should be on there.
And then, it's over. That's it.
You have to stop. I end the podcast on my own terms, like our relationship. I end this. I have control. Stop.